From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour with the arrests of three suspected terrorists in Germany. Officials there say they stopped a major bomb attack, and there are reports, but no official confirmation, that targets included the U.S. military base at Ramstein and the Frankfurt International Airport. The German government says the three men observed a number of possible targets for months, even as they themselves were under police surveillance. NPR's Emily Harris has our report.
Chief German Prosecutor Monica Harms said the arrests disrupted one of the country's worst terrorist plots ever, and she said the target was as much America as Germany.
Possible targets for the suspects were places Americans went, for example, nightclubs, bars, or airports. In front of those facilities, cars loaded with explosive devices were to have been detonated, and a high number of people were to have been killed or injured.
The explosive would have been based on hydrogen peroxide. Officials said the suspects had assembled enough of that common chemical to blend with other ingredients and make a bomb or bombs more powerful than those used in the deadly attacks in London and Madrid 2 and 3 years ago. Two of the three men arrested are German citizens and converts to Islam. One is Turkish, also Muslim. Officials say they were getting unemployment checks in Germany, but that they had trained with militant Islamists in Pakistan and spent most of their time and energy here on this plot. President of Germany's Federal College for Security Studies, Rudolf Adam, doubts the three acted alone.
There is a strong indication that these three had helpers, supporters, people with technical communication and other expertise. And as far as I know, there's still a search on for some of them. Not necessarily in Germany, also abroad.
The three were tracked by police for months after being seen observing a U.S. military base in Germany last year. That's in marked contrast to a close call here last year when two bombs based on propane gas cylinders in suitcases on commuter trains failed to explode. The suspects in that case were found and arrested later using closed-circuit surveillance tapes. Interior Minister Wolfgang Schäuble says the arrests announced today show a new level of sophistication.
Ganz offensichtlich.
Very clearly, the perpetrators, perhaps in contrast to the so-called suitcase bombers last year, were highly professional. We can see from the military fuses that have been discovered that the attackers weren't just amateurs, if you like, but highly professional, with military sources for their equipment.
Their arrests have given ammunition to both sides in the ongoing debate here over toughening security laws, particularly the question of whether email and internet use should be more closely monitored. But it's also expected to affect the public debate over Germany's troop deployment in Afghanistan, already controversial because of a rise in attacks on German troops there. Islamic studies expert Guido Steinberg of the Institute for International and Security Affairs in Berlin says in the first couple of years after the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, terrorist networks focused mainly on those countries which were involved in that coalition.
But in 2006 and 2007, in jihadi circles, there was a growing awareness that there was a larger number of nations having troops over there in Afghanistan. And at least in the German case, it is quite obvious when something happened from the jihadi side, it was designed to influence discussions here in Germany.
The arrests in Germany were announced just after similar arrests in Denmark. There, eight people were detained on suspicion of planning an unspecified terrorist attack. Two in Denmark are in prison for nearly a month now, while the investigation continues. The other six were released late yesterday. All three arrested in Germany are being held pending trial. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.